planting season is getting underway in central New York, and for farmers, it means another year when the changing climate can make or break a growing season. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, farmers aren't sitting still when it comes to dealing with the more severe weather that comes along with a warming climate.
Water, the lifeblood of a farm. Not enough and crops wither and die. Too much, and they're swept away in a soggy torrent of twisted roots and topsoil.
It's just devastating to watch your crop wash after you've planted it, and it's just coming out of the ground.
Dan Annable operates a 500-acre farm in Marietta, a rolling stretch of green hills and rocky gullies in southern Onondaga County. He blames climate change for a new water normal.
They talk about a 100-year storm when you get 5 inches of rain in an hour or something. That seems to happen every other year now. It's more like a 2-year storm.
Michael Hoffman, executive director of the Cornell Institute for Climate Change and Agriculture, says central New York is up 72% in heavy precipitation events. His institute leads an effort to help farmers become more resilient in the face of alternately hotter, colder, wetter, and drier weather.
We have more extreme weather, longer growing seasons that are warmer, warmer winters. All of these things have implications and direct impacts on farming. We have more pests than we used to have in the past because they can survive over winter. So lots of challenges.
So the center works with farmers, offering education and ideas that can reduce the impact of climate change. For example, one researcher is figuring out if cover crops planted between corn stalks when they're about knee-high can keep heavy rain events from washing the tender plants away.
Now that we get these downpours, there's something there to hold the soil in place and the nutrients in place. Then when you harvest, you've basically got a cover crop in place that could be a forage if you wanted to, or obviously turn it in and return carbon back to the soil.
Annable's experimenting with that cover crop concept. He's also made some changes next to a stand of trees in the middle of one of his farm fields.
We put two grass waterways in above it and two grass waterways below it to take the water into that catch basin so all the water wouldn't come across the fields. When it rained hard, it would go into that catch basin and then would go out through a drainage pipe underground.
But all these initiatives take money, which never seems to be an abundant supply for a small farmer. That's where New York State comes in, offering funds through the Climate Resilient Farming Grant.
I'm pleased to announce the $1.4 million program is funding 11 projects across 5 regions upstate New York.
New York State Ag and Markets Commissioner Richard Ball says these funds are meant to enhance the viability of farms and help them deal with the effects of changing climate. And Annable is getting some of the cash to rebuild a dam that will recreate a pond that becomes a catch basin for heavy rains. And Annable says it won't just help the farm.
The water that comes out of this pond goes directly to Atisco Lake. This will act as a buffer to control some of the sediment that comes off the neighboring farm fields, and it'll stop it before it gets to Atisco Lake. In turn, we'll make Atisco Lake cleaner. We'll in turn have cleaner water for 200,000 people that get their water supplied out of Atisco Lake.
Hoffman says programs like this, the research work at Cornell, and the collaboration with soil and water districts across New York State needs to continue in order to make sure these small farms prosper in the shadow of extreme weather.
It's not like it used to be, when this farm was established years ago. It's just more variation and more risk.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.